This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. I'm Joan Jameson. Here are this week's top headlines. Senator Domenici proposal cuts WIP testing. And Lee County representatives visit uranium processing plant. Senator Pete Domenici recently introduced a provision to the Senate Energy and Water Appropriations Bill that would limit the ability of the state of New Mexico to require testing of waste bound for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. The provision would challenge the state's permit requirement for the Department of Energy, DOE, to test waste drums for dangerous explosive chemicals and volatile organic compounds before they are sent to WIP. Domenici argues that the tests are unnecessary and costly. However, opponents say that the proposal would undermine the state's regulatory authority while compromising the WIP permit. In a letter to Domenici this week, 15 local environmental, public health, peace, and disarmament groups requested that Domenici retract the proposed provision in the interest of public health and safety. The groups pointed out that DOE proposed the testing requirement in its permit application to the state. At the permit hearing in 1999, there was extensive testimony and public comment. In contrast, there has been no opportunity for public comment on Domenici's provision. Furthermore, the groups claim that the provision contradicts Domenici's earlier advocacy on behalf of state regulation of WIP. The letter states that Domenici, in his statement in support of the WIP Act, said, quote, "The bill significantly enhances New Mexico's role in the oversight and regulation of the project," end quote. The letter continues, quote, "New Mexico's regulation is through the WIP permit, so gutting the permit, as this provision could do, is directly contrary to Domenici's promise of state regulation," end quote. The letter also states, quote, "The state permit is the basic safeguard to public health and safety during the operational lifetime at WIP. Thus, changes to key requirements of the state permit, especially including waste characterization, directly threaten the health and safety of New Mexicans," end quote. In a statement in response to the group's letter, Domenici said, quote, "This provision has been carefully vetted at many levels and deemed to be consistent with public health and safety," end quote. According to Roger Nelson of WIP, more than 600 such tests have been performed thus far, and none of them have shown evidence of dangerous chemicals. Nelson also said that DOE would be required to issue a formal permit modification request to the state, and that the state would be free to reject that request. However, Ron Curry, head of the New Mexico Environment Department, believes that the language in Domenici's proposal would prevent the state's ability to refuse. Representatives from Lee County visited a uranium enrichment facility in the Netherlands recently and are enthusiastic about locating such a facility in southeastern New Mexico. Jal Mayor Claydine Claiborne said, quote, "I have no qualms whatsoever," end quote. Similar plans in Tennessee encountered community resistance. However, the Lee County Economic Development Corporation has expressed its support of the project due to the creation of 210 long-term jobs. The facility would be operated by Louisiana Energy Services and its partner Urenco, a European company that was recently accused of distributing uranium enrichment capabilities to North Korea and Iran. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863 or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.